بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ذنب ذي الوجهين. In this chapter is discussed the evilness and the harm and being haram of being two-faced. When you go to some people, you speak like this. When you go to others, you speak the opposite. When you are in front of them, you are full of praises of them. Behind their back, you are backbiting and speaking ill of them. To be two-faced like a munafiq, this is also totally haram. قال الله تعالى, Allah Ta'ala says, يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم. They fear people, and because of that they speak in the favor of people whenever they see them. And they do not fear Allah Ta'ala, and in fact Allah is with you wherever you are. إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. When they hide, or at night when they in secrecy and privacy, then they speak of things which are not to be spoken, which does not please Allah Ta'ala. But just to please people, they make them happy and they speak like that. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. And Allah encompasses everything. Allah knows all. When you are speaking in front of those people, you want to make them happy and you speak like them, Allah knows that also. And when you are speaking to other people, you're speaking the opposite, Allah Ta'ala knows that also. Some people, when they are with the ulama, for example, they speak in their favor and they speak of what good services the ulama did. And behind their back, they stab them in their back. And they speak evil of the ulama. And the ulama are backwards, they are very conservative, they don't allow anything, etc. Then we speak evil about them, to be two-faced like this. Or when we are with one group of ulama, then we are fully with them. And with the other group who have a different view, when we with them, then we are like them again. Like a chameleon changing colors all the time. We haven't got our own one definite trend, and we don't make known what we stand for, and that we are the end that we establish what we stand for. But wherever we go, how we find the environment, we go to a wedding reception, there people are talking something else, then we just with them also. We go to an ijtima, a jalsa, a khanqa, etc., then we talk like that. So this is also totally haram, to be too face, to have one face like this and one face like the other. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تجد الناس معادن. You will find people are like mines. Like we have coal mines, gold mines, diamond mines. People also are like that. Some people are coal mines, only coal comes out from them. Somebody are diamond mines, diamonds come out from them. What qualities you have got within you, those qualities come out from you also. If a person has got good in him, he's a mind of good, and good comes out of him. And if he's got bad in him, he's a mind of bad, and only bad comes out from such a person. خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. Those who were good in the days of ignorance, even if they did not have Islam, but they had goodness in them, they are good people in Islam also when they acquire the knowledge of Islam. By nature they have got good in them, and good comes out from them. Now, because they did not have Islam, they did not have Tawheed, oneness of Allah, so that goodness was hidden within them. But when they accepted Islam and they accepted the teachings of Islam, goodness came out from them. وَتَجِدُونَ خِيَارَ النَّاسِ فِي هَذِي الشَّانِ. And you will find that the good people with regard to this matter, refers to the matter of leadership and rulership, that these people who are good, they are not eager to become rulers, and they are not eager to become leaders. They don't want prominence, they don't want to be voted into top positions, etc. On the other hand, those who haven't got good in them, they just want to become leaders, they want position, they want the chair, they want everyone to vote for them, etc. أَشَدُّهُمْ كَرَاهِيَةً لَهُ. And those who are good, they very much dislike this leadership position. and that we must be elected, we must be voted for, etc. They are more conscious of their responsibilities to Allah Ta'ala. They are not so keen to become leaders. وَتَجِدُونَ شَرَّ النَّاسِ ذَا الْوَجْهَيْنِ. And the worst of people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you'll find that person who is two-faced. يَأْتِي هُوَ هَاُولَى بِوَجْهٍ وَهَاُولَى بِوَجْهٍ. When he comes to this group of people, he's with a different face. He's talking different things. And when he's with another group of people, he goes with a different face and he's talking different things. And people wonder, is the same person? No, it can't be. He was so much for this group here. How can he be speaking? But this person is so evil that he has got two faces, and he goes to wherever he goes. He wants to make those people happy. He wants popularity in them. All must praise him. So he just speaks and goes according to the wind. He's a wind cock. He has got no direction in life. How the wind blows, he also goes in that way. وعن أبي محمد بن زيد أن الناس قالوا لجده عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Muhammad ibn Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, people asked his grandfather Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, inna nadkhulu ala salatina fa naqulu lahum bi khilafi ma natakallam idha kharajna min 'indihim. When we go to the rulers, the leaders, then we speak in their favor, we praise them, we tell them you are very good people, etc. But when we come away from there, we speak against them. Very bad people. They don't fulfill the rights of the people. They don't care about the people, etc. So this is our condition. He explained his halat, like a person, a murid, tells his sheikh what his condition is. They explain their condition, that in front of the leaders we are different, behind their backs we are different. He replied and said to this, كُنَّا نَعُدُّ هَذَا نِفَاقًا عَلَىٰ أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should regard this as hypocrisy. That is amali hypocrisy. In actions, we are copying the hypocrites, that we don't stand. A mu'min stands firm on one line. Wherever he is, he doesn't change like this. But a munafiq, he keeps on changing. So there is a great sign of nifaq as well. Babu tahrim al-kidb. The next chapter is with regard to lying being forbidden. It is haram to lie in Islam also. And this is also a habit many of us got, and some for no reason we just lie. Or just to make people laugh, we lie. And we commit a major sin which can enter us into the fire of Jahannam. For the happiness of other people, for others to laugh, we are prepared to go and suffer in the fire of Jahannam. قال الله تعالى ولا تقفوا ما ليس لك به علم. Allah Ta'ala says, do not even speak of those things you do not have knowledge about. In other words, you just heard people saying something, and then you also started quoting it, and you also say, this is what happened, that person did that, you haven't verified it. This is also a lie. Though actually directly you haven't spoken a lie, but you are quoting a lie. By quoting a lie, not verifying it, you are written down as a liar also. The tongue is a very important aspect for one to correct his life, that he mustn't just speak anything. Anyone say something, find out whether that actually is like that. What is the reality? Don't just speak like that. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person doesn't utter a word, but they are the sentinels, the guards of Allah, the kiram and katibin, and they are recording everything. So whatever we speak, we must be very careful. A person must be very careful what he speaks. In Gujarati, there is a saying, eat what you want to, but don't speak whatever you want to. Be very careful what you speak, otherwise you will come into big problems. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. Truthfulness guides towards righteousness and towards piety. When a person speaks always the truth, then he's guided to piety. If a person wants to become pious, in other words, one easy way is that see that you speak the truth. Always speak the truth, Allah will guide you towards piety, you will become a pious person. وَإِنَّ الْبِرْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And piety guides a person to Jannah. So if you want Jannah, become pious. If you want to become pious, speak the truth. Allah will make you pious. وَإِنَّ الرَّجَلُ لَيَسْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a person always speaks the truth. He's particular about his tongue. He's written by Allah as Siddiq, the truthful one. The title that was given to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person can get a part of that title by always speaking the truth, making sure that he doesn't falsely accuse, he doesn't just quote rumors and doesn't spread words without verifying them. He's a truthful person in his tongue. He's written as a Siddiq by Allah ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. And lying guides a person, takes a person towards being a disobedient, being an unpious person, guides him towards all types of other sin. If a person lies always, that person is going to fall into all other types of sin as well. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And all sins take a person towards the fire of Jahannam. So if a person wants to go to Jahannam, he will commit all sins. And to open the doors of sin is to start speaking lies. And nobody wants to go to Jahannam. So close the doors of sins. And in order to close the doors of sins, don't lie. Be particular, be very careful what you speak. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. And a person keeps on lying until he's recorded in the books by Allah Ta'ala. This is a liar. His title E becomes is a liar. Like just somewhere we find that in India, and this spreads down on earth also. When we are talking among friends, we tell somebody, we say just leave him out, he lies too much. In other words, that Allah has recorded him as a liar, it comes on the tongues of the people also. And another person says, they say, yes, listen to him, he's a truthful person. Allah has written him as a truthful person. So the tongue is a great, great amanat of Allah, where it is a great ni'mat amanat. In all these aspects, we must learn to use the tongue correctly. That is a very important. We want to use our cell phones correctly, our computers, our cars. Learn to use our tongue correctly also, it is the most important thing.